want to know how long they'd worked. He loved being a cowboy, but hated working cows through the chute to give them medicine, especially the babies. Days like today made him long for a good jump zone, even if he were getting shot at. At least they were almost done with the cows, and then he'd have the luxury of kicking off his boots, enjoying some of that barbecue and beer with the boys while they joked with each other. Too bad he felt the need to keep his sexuality under wraps and couldn't go into town for a quick screw. He didn't have time off to drive into Houston for a few more weeks, so getting some loving would have to wait. The crunch of tires on gravel sounded behind him. Not today. Jamie came close again and glanced over Lane's shoulder, his face going blank. Shit. Jamie drew out the word to two syllables, then spit a stream of tobacco juice into the dirt a few feet from Lane. Here comes trouble. The last thing Lane wanted, or could stand, made its way to the corral. Perhaps the unexpected guest was Daddy Big Bucks, and not his son, Gresh the Third. He didn't want to look, didn't want to know, and didn't want to think about Gresh. Ignoring the sound of the car behind him, pretending he hadn't heard anything on the gravel road,